Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Free agency comes into the fold for the NHL today, and who better to talk about it than the one and only Brian Lawton, nice enough to join us now, as he frequently does in the John Schuster Group Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Brian, it's been a plethora, a frenzy of NHL news, you know, since with the playoffs into the draft, and for the Wild, what goalie do we keep, all those things. But it's been a lot of fun to follow. Today, NHL free agency. Tell me, when you were a general manager, how did you approach, did you have a pretty good idea who was going to sign where before you ever hit the day?
For us, it was all about preparation. And you could really see that today with how many teams were prepared for the day. Not a lot of money left in the system. You wouldn't know that by what happened today, because it really was an explosion. But unlike in the past, in some years where it might take 3 or 4 or 5 days to get through free agency, it was just an onslaught from the minute that free agency opened at 12 noon Eastern this morning, and it never stopped. And we're still waiting on some players, but overall, a lot of changes today, a lot of surprises. A guy like Johnny Gaudreau had a chance to sign with Calgary for 8 years, $10.5 million, turns it down, ends up in Columbus.
For 9.5, yeah, right?
Exactly. You know, things can go sideways on you from both sides, for the players and for the teams. But overall, there was a lot of great work done today and a lot of recognition of what was going on. This is one of the few days of the year when you can really affect the outcome of your team. You actually get kind of jacked up for it, Mike, because you know that as a GM.
So today it comes down to a lot of, right off the top, who's got the most money to spend, right? I mean, and then after that, you go into your mid-level and beyond?
That's a big part of it. But, you know, I saw some really interesting things happening with Edmonton in the last 24 hours. All of a sudden, they've got Connor McDavid, the best player in the world. They've got Leon Draisaitl. They had a surprising run to the Final Four. And Evander Kane decides to stay there, something that I didn't think would happen. Jack Campbell signs a long-term deal. Brett Kulak also tests free agency and signs a long-term deal. So it's not just about the totality of the money you had. You have to be willing to spend it, but you also have to be in a position where players are going to select your city, and that's a big change from the past. It's all about recruitment now to a level like we haven't seen ever in the National Hockey League.
Well, when you know, what do they want to see, though? I mean, after the money, they know the arena because they've played in it, whether they're a visitor or at home. What is it that you've got to recruit them with if the money's comparable?
It comes in all different priorities for players, but it's money, geography, and winning. Some players will prioritize winning above all else. most players will still have money in the top, but what the organization stands for and what is it selling is more important than ever. And the ability to convince a player to win, that you're going to be able to win, it's huge. Absolutely huge. Never seen it to this level. Players are much more educated. They come prepared for this day. They have all kinds of ideas about what's important to them, but it generally doesn't vary from those three markets. The order varies.
So they want to know, what's your plan and who are you going to sign next year? Or where are you at with this kid in the system? How detailed do they get?
Really detailed now. I think a guy like Kadri's taking his time. He's looking long and far across the league. I don't think the money's going to be there maybe the way he hoped with the season he had. But the reality about Kadri is that he is essentially the best, and I mean the best second-line center in the National Hockey League. But he's not a first-line center, and he's not going to get paid like one. So now he needs to pick somewhere where he can go, have success like he did in Colorado, and hopefully win like he did in Colorado. The first question people always ask me about him, though, is, well, why doesn't he sign with Colorado? Because they got a million other guys that they want to sign, that they had to sign, that they have to prepare to sign in the future, like Nathan MacKinnon. And that was just never really an option for him.
Okay, they got one they didn't sign by the name of Darcy Kuemper, their goaltender. He goes to Washington. What happened there?
I think with Darcy Kuemper, Colorado, in my opinion, this is probably one of the first mistakes that I've seen them make. They've been so spot on everything they've done. I'm not a Gorgiev fan. I'm not sure. Like, they didn't need Vasilevskiy to win the cup. They proved that with former Minnesota Wild Darcy Kuemper. And Darcy was good enough to get it done. He got rewarded in Washington. But I feel like they saved a little bit of money by going a different direction with Francois and Gorgiev. And I feel like that could hurt them next year. For the amount of money they saved versus retaining a Darcy Kuemper, I don't believe that move was worth it. We all get to be Monday morning quarterbacks. We'll see in time how that works out. But Kuemper, of course, represented by Ben Hankinson in the Twin Cities here, signed a very nice deal with the Washington Capitals. I know he would have loved to stay in Colorado, but at $3.4 million, which they paid Gorgiev, that just was not a match for him, and I certainly don't blame him for staying for that.
Okay, along those same lines, the Wild make a move to save. They save some money by trading a goalie in Cam Talbot, and they get Gustavsson back. I'm not sure how good he is. You can fill in the blanks on that one. But is it just a situation where they go, it's not that we don't like you, Cam. It's not that you don't like us, but you can't be happy here playing just that many games. So we have to do some addition by subtraction here. How did you handicap that deal?
I honestly did not think a week ago that the Minnesota Wild would be looking to trade Cam Talbot. I thought they were pretty happy with the tandem that finished the year last year, Fleury and Talbot. They played excellent together, but Talbot made it known, his agent George Bezos made it known, that he wasn't happy about the signing of Marc-Andre Fleury. And I commend Billy Guerin for standing up and saying, look, we're looking for selfless players with a team attitude first. I didn't feel like that was the case with Cam Talbot. I know they let the Wild know how unhappy they were. And I think Billy Guerin wisely recognized that this was not going to work. And we're going to have to get this guy out of here. When players are on a team, if you want to set your culture, you have to make moves like what we saw with Cam Talbot. That's very important to Bill Guerin and the Minnesota Wild. That wasn't an easy decision for them, but they quickly traded out of him. Save some money on the cap hit, obviously. Probably are not as good off as they were with Cam Talbot, as he's the better goaltender than what they brought back. Sometimes just getting cap space back and making sure you have the right players in the room is worth it.
Do you worry, though, if you're a GM or a coach that, Fleury gets hurt or he goes cold and this guy could bury us over 2 weeks, if he's not good, Gustavsson, that is, he could bury us in the standings if we're not careful. I mean, is it that fragile with a goalie?
it's always going to be a concern, but Marc-Andre Fleury, you know, is one guy, despite his age, that I think is very spry. His flexibility hasn't dropped. His attitude certainly hasn't dropped for the game. But you're always at risk if he is injured long-term. That could significantly hurt the Wild. As we've seen in the last 18 months, and it's really a byproduct of the last 3 or 4 years, we've had a tremendous amount of starters retire. Ryan Miller, Corey Schneider, Pekka Rene. We could name a long list of guys, even Devin Dubnyk, guys that were starters for a while. They're all out of the game. We haven't replaced those guys yet, and that's what's putting so much pressure on teams. That's why the goaltending market was really elevated this year. In the pandemic, it was even more exaggerated because we used a lot more players than we normally do. So there's a lot of factors going on. That should release a little bit as we get some new goalies trained up, so to speak. But it's just like the rest of the world. There's a shortage of talent and definitely a shortage at the goaltending position in the National Hockey League right now.
How about the scorer's position? And that brings in Kevin Fiala in the trade. How do you begin to approach 85 points? And you know, you talk about doing it by committee and things like this, but you got to have a plan, you know, in place that says this is where we're going to make that up. Where do they make that up?
They're going to have to make that up through their young players. Guys like Matt Boldy are going to have to take a step forward. Marco Rossi is going to have to eventually find his way onto the roster. I love the prospects the Wild have. They've done an excellent job, in my opinion. They're battling a couple of fronts. Number one, you know, was obviously by buying out Parisi and Suter, it has put pressure on their roster in terms of what they can afford for veteran players. There's no doubt about that. And yet they had a wonderful regular season last year. They have to feel good about that. It's always a tightrope that you're walking. That's what the Minnesota Wild are doing right now, whether it's in goaltending or trying to replace that scoring. But I do think they have it within. I still think they're an elite club in the NHL, and I'm not necessarily saying top four, but definitely top 10 and probably even top eight. Anytime you're in that space, so to speak, overall, the National Hockey League, you've got a chance to go on and have a big playoff run. The Wild still have a chance to do that, but they're going to depend on one goaltender next year and a lot of growth from some of the excellent prospects they have.
Brian Lawton is our guest. When you have as many defensemen as them, do you see much there that could be dangled to bring offense back in return?
I do think that they have the possibility to go that route. I know they like their D-core, and they should. It's an excellent D-core. It really is a top five D-core in the NHL. That's always a position of strength. That's going to give them a little bit extra leeway with their goaltending as well if there were an injury. But that's a big decision. That's something they've been reluctant to do in the past. I would have thought they might have done it already, but it's worked out well for them. Could they still look in that direction? Yes. The market has been wilder than a lot of people anticipated. Ton of good players that are still unsigned that just are not going to get the type of money they used to command. It's a good time to have some cap space and a good time to be in the market looking for quality veteran players that are just trying to do what Evander Kane did last year. Put me in a good spot. Let me have a big year and maybe I can cash in. We saw Max Domi and Andreas Athanasio both sign deals today that weren't really commensurate with their value, but those players recognize there's not a lot of money left in the system. I got to try to put myself somewhere where I'm going to get a ton of minutes, see if I can hit it big, and then I'll ring the bell for a 4 or 5 year contract.
Okay, so like last week I'm watching the draft, and I know these are prospects and guys that are down the road, and you've been through it, number one overall, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what teams look for. And I think it was Buffalo took three centers in the first round. Is that kind of like in baseball where you take shortstops and center fielders because they've all got great hockey sense? I mean, is that why you do that, or is it just because you're playing a numbers game?
Every team has their own philosophy. You know, for me, I always try to defer to best player, but as you're building out your team, as the Buffalo Sabres are starting that process, they do need to not only grab the best player, the best asset, but they also have to have some consideration positionally. The Sabres need a lot of work down the middle. Losing Jack Eichel really hurts them long term. But yet they've got a wonderful, the beginnings of a wonderful decor, a lot of good things going on. And that's just one of those quirks, if you ask me. It may have just fallen that way for the Sabres where there's centers. But that's not the way I would do it. Everybody has their own philosophy.
Yeah, it might have just been, hey, this guy's too good to pass up on our board, and it happened three times. Nick Leddy signed a four-year deal with St. Louis. There's one of those kids that came from here that, not quietly, but he certainly built a long-term NHL career. Did you see that when he started on?
You know what? It started off slow for Nick. He's built his career every year. I think he's a rock-solid NHL player, even at 31, a four-year contract to me, and the price range that he signed for, I think it was $4 million. Tremendous value for the St. Louis Blues. Good deal for a 31-year-old guy that enjoyed playing in St. Louis. I thought that was a real win-win. But if I had been working for a team, I would have jumped all over Nick Leddy as a top 4D. He still has it in him. I think he can do it for another 4 years. I think he's an underrated guy. That was huge value for the St. Louis Blues.
Last question. Nick Bjugstad goes to Arizona, so maybe that, you know, they got enough veterans at this position. But Logan Cooley goes number three overall, and he's going to be a Gopher. Arizona's in trouble. You know, they were so bad this last year. Is there a chance they make an offer that he can't refuse, or is he college bound?
I think he's college bound. I don't see Arizona. You know, I talk to all these teams pretty regularly.
Yep.
I see another year of Arizona continuing to accumulate some bad contracts to get assets back for them. They're not quite through this cycle where they're going to ramp it up. I see no reason why they would possibly want to bring Cooley in at this time. I just don't see it happening. He'll be at the Gophers. I would say there's a 99% chance. There would have to be a massive desire by him to turn pro, and he'd almost have to force the club to do it, in my opinion. Arizona has a specific plan. They're accumulating a ton of young players. He's another good one for them. But I don't see that plan being accelerated this year.
Promise, this is the last one. I said it later, but it just dawned on me. Kaprizov in Russia does not concern you, correct?
It does not. I think he enjoys playing here. He's got a huge contract now with the Wild, which he absolutely deserves. I don't see any problems with a player like him returning to the Minnesota Wild.
Okay, that's all people want to hear. Hey, Brian, great to visit with you always. Thank you so much for giving us some time.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.